I got commissioned to do this back in September. And we first went about to find a good writer to work with, and Frank McGinnis was interested. And he already had a story he wanted to work on about this bridge that he walks across every day going to work at UCD with a plaque on it, this girl Julie, who died there, jumped from there about 20 years ago. So he wrote this short libretto, and I got to work on it. Just spend some time to try and get the right tone for it, because with that type of writing, you don't want it to, at all. They, you know, I found a way to be emotive with it, but you know, not sentimental or not too abstract either. So that's what I spent most time working on, trying to get the right tone. And tomorrow I'll hear it for the first time with the orchestra, so be interested to see how it goes. To start with, there were a few names floating around, you know, people who I personally want to work with, or people maybe that the director of the company were recommending, and for various reasons, either for practical reasons, for things like that, some of those didn't work out. So then Frank McGinnis got mentioned, and that sounded good to me. He's got a good reputation, and we had a chat, and he had a good story, so it was kind of just between me and the company trying to find someone who would be good to work with. You know, I worked in theatre in the past, and the different degrees, the director, writer will have and put into music, but this one, both the director, Rachel Reardon, and Frank, both said at the start to kind of give me their thoughts on it, and I said, well, just go away and, you know, do your own thing with it, you know, how you interpret it. So it was actually, it could have been more collaborative if we'd wanted it to, but that kind of way of working was quite interesting for them to give me their thoughts on it, and then for me to read it a couple of times, and then just start my own and work through it. I mean, like, if any of the theater stuff I did before was usually music underneath kind of naturalistic acting. You know, and I really like to work that way. Just where music's supporting it. But the couple of times I did that were still quite short, maybe half an hour or a bit shorter. So something like that I would really like to develop and do longer and take stuff from working on this opera and the things I learned. Always, it's great. Because, you know, sometimes working for a long time in a piece and then it happens once and that's the end of it. A bit annoying or something, but that's really nice. It's nice to have it done over in London. But musically, it's not very complex at all, because really one of the important things that I want to do with it is make sure A, that the story can be heard and understood, and really I approached it a bit like I approached those like when I worked in the theatre before, with just strict kind of naturalistic acting over, where music is supporting the thing, but obviously the musical element's much more important than an opera. So you know, it can't be just purely background music, but stylistically, there's a lot of influences there. That, and actually, there's a few different. I think I'll hear tomorrow, and I'll see if it worked. But one of the things it did is actually as the narrative is growing and the interaction of the characters, and then there's I'll not give it away, but how to get to a certain point. It's I think the musical style changes. It becomes quite dissonant and a bit abstract towards the middle of it. And then we come back out into a more simple language. So actually using a couple of different sounds in the one piece, I think is a new way to try and follow the narrative arc. I'll be interested to see how it sounds.